All right, and finally, we have vowel sounds.
Two girls, one cup, the rite of spring. Piss Christ, flower, Gigi Allen. I can't feel a thing. Nothing shocks me. It's just an emptiness.
And I'm not sure that anyone has ever sung Two Girls, One Cup as prettily as Owl does here.
Yeah.
And I love all of the references to shocking art and music. And I especially love the ones that I get. Like, oh, you know, it's Unchained Andalou, which of course I only know from the Pixies song, Don't Know About You, But I Am Moon. And the song Flower by Liz Phair, which probably makes me still blush every time I hear it. You know, it's a pretty nice song. It has some nice dynamics and a great heavy ending, and it ends on a soft, pretty note. This is a nice song. Some of it feels a little bit listy. Like, here's a list of shocking art in music. I don't think I mind, though.
Let's see. I'm going down this list. Okay, so we've heard of Two Girls, One Cup. The Rite of Spring, when they first performed that ever, it caused riots.
I didn't know. I mean, I knew about the Stravinsky piece, but I didn't know that there was some theater and some choreography that went along with it that was shocking.
I think that it was the music itself.
Really?
That resulted in the rioting. Like, people were kind of outraged at it. You know, it's kind of hard to imagine it these days. But yeah, so that's why that's included. The Piss Christ is by an artist named Andre Serrano. It was a big deal at the time. It's a
conservatives hated it.
Yeah,
I loved it just for that.
Yeah, yeah. And Gigi Allen, I don't know much about, but I know he's like a shocking performance artist.
Yeah, a lot of gross bodily fluids in Gigi Allen performances.
Yeah. And then the Unchained Andalou with the very specific reference to that scene in it.
I am Moon.
Slicing up eyeballs. I want you to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I thought this was a great, great song with great, great lyrics. The vocal performance is super, super duper strong. Just really, really good. The one kind of criticism I have is probably what you could guess. You know, it's hard to keep me engaged at a slower tempo like that. And having said that, though, there's also something about the very, very last chord of the song that's just like transcendent.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why it's kind of this. It seems like a surprising turn, either that or I've just forgotten what, you know, a previous part of the song sounds like. But it's just perfect. Yeah, just a perfect ending to that song.
Yeah, there's a lot of really exceptional female vocalists in Neurine this time around.
Yeah, definitely.